Butcher, and welcome, big welcome, I should have said, to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. The trombones are warmed up and ready for us. An LP called Four Horns and a Lush Life, which is a bit misleading as, yes, there are four trombones, but also a baritone sax. Billy Strayhorn's Lush Life is one of the songs, so no confusion there. This Hollywood November 55 recording session is under the joint leadership of Russ Garcia and Maynard Ferguson. Garcia did some of the composing and all of the arranging and conducting. Ferguson was on valve trombone. The other trombonists were Frank Rossellino, Herbie Harper and Tommy Pedersen, Marty Page piano, Red Mitchell bass, Stan Levy drums, plus that fifth horn, Dick Houlgate baritone. The song was the Jimmy Van Heusen Johnny Burke compo, But Beautiful. It was one of five that they jointly wrote in 47 for the film Road to Rio, and yes, Bing Crosby sang it to Dorothy L'Amour in the film. And next, drummer Herlin Riley would like to sing for you. I know, it surprised me too. Shake that thing, come on.
the big pretty thing.
Drummer Herlin Riley wrote most of the songs for his new 2016 album called New Direction, but not the one we've just heard, Tutti Ma, which the liner notes refer to as bodacious and rooted in New Orleans' second line rhythms. Second line, as I'm sure you know, is a New Orleans term for musos who follow the main section of the parade's marching bands and tend to play more upbeat, happy music than the often funereal main section. They also march with much twirling of parasols. Riley sings, tells the story and plays tambourine. Bruce Harris, trumpet, Godwin Lewis, alto, Emmett Cohen, piano, Russell Hall, bass. All young guys in the band, encouraged by the veteran and New Orleans-born Riley. Pianist Herbie Hancock has often blurred the lines between jazz and other forms of music, whilst still remaining true to his jazz roots. This 2005 album makes that point. Thank you. This 2005 Warner Brothers album has pianist and keyboardist and organist on the track we've just heard, but principally pianist Herbie Hancock teamed up with a wide variety of different musos, one per track, and there are 10 tracks. They vary from Paul Simon to Annie Lennox to Joss Stone to the permanently smug Sting. Here it's former Fish guitarist Trey Anastasio. Apparently he also sings on that song, but if he did, it was very, very quiet. They, Herbie and Trey, wrote a four-part instrumental suite, Gelo Na Montana. We heard the first movement. John Patitucci bass, Steve Jordan drums, Ciro Battista on percussion. It's certainly an interesting album in its variety, but no standout numbers, I'd say. I think I'd call this next one Wistful. It's Cy Zentner. Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn's The Last Dance, written in 1958 and featured in a Frank Sinatra film, and more importantly, on Frank's famous Come Dance With Me LP. This is Cy Zentner as leader and one of the trombonists on a Jan 59 recording. It's a 15-piece big band. Zentner had been the lead trombone player in the bands of Les Brown, Harry James and Jimmy Dorsey, and then formed his own big band following some time as a session muso at MGM. But his timing wasn't great, as big bands were proving hard to keep together commercially, although Cy did have a big hit with his version of Lazy River. That was quiet, meditative almost. Let's spice things up a bit, only a bit, mind you, with our Ellington slot. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's been a rather heated playlist discussion here in the studio, as we seem to be falling into a groove of slow, almost dirge-like songs. So an executive decision was made between the three of us, that's me, Wilf and Abel, to change the rest of the show to more upbeat numbers. Having said that, that last song was faultless. The Ellington Band at the Newport Jazz Festival of July 58. Baritone ace Jerry Mulligan joins the band for that one song, Prima Barra Dubla. The band only recorded that twice, here at Newport and 2 weeks later, and then discarded it. It was written as a duet for the two baritone masters, Jerry Mulligan and Harry Carney. It's vocal time.
Daddy, 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 love me strong. You thrill me like you thrill me with a touch that always fills me with love so fine. Ooh. In the morning when the clock strikes four, you're the lover that I'm going to depend on to love me, daddy, never let me go. That's all I ask of you. I'll try to show you how I need you to. Daddy, 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 hold me tight. Want to feel your tender arms all around me. Daddy, daddy, while the moon is bright, sweet, gentle and kind.
Ruth Brown sang Daddy Daddy, which became a big hit for her, a top tenor actually, an R&B hit, in late 52. It was recorded in New York in July 52 and released as a single on Atlantic Records, the record label that was later called The House That Ruth Built, as she was far and away their most commercially successful artist at the time. The tenor solo, and actually the reason I played that song, was by Willis Gator Tail Jackson, who was soon to be Ruth Brown's husband. Harry Van Walls was the pianist, but the other musos are unknown. It's Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. Blakey's Jazz Messengers in New York, October 57. Johnny Griffin, tenor, Bill Hardman, trumpet, Junior Mance on piano, and Mance had only joined the Messengers that very day. Spanky DeBrest, bass, and of course, Blakey drums. That was a Johnny Griffin compo, the gospely right down front. Blakey was always encouraging his sidemen to write songs, telling them it was their pension. I've just glanced down the Jazz Messengers' pianists for 6 months either side of this Bethlehem LP recording session. Sam Dockery, Thelonious Monk, Walter Bishop Jr., Junior Mance, Bobby Timmons, Cedar Walton, and a bit earlier, Duke Jordan, and earlier still, Ray Bryant, Wynton Kelly, and even earlier, Horace Silver. What a list. This LP was called appropriately Hard Drive. Every so often we have to hear a version of Oscar Peterson's Hymn to Freedom. That time has come. I have to admit, I slightly edited that live recording of Oscar Peterson's own compo, Hymn to Freedom. This is from the München Philharmonica. That's in Munich, Germany. Peterson was a star worldwide, but nowhere more so than in Germany. Ulf Wegener's guitar, Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen bass, and Martin Drew drums. A truly international quartet. Canada, Sweden, Denmark, and the UK in total harmony. The date is July 98. That version didn't have quite the Peterson seemingly 12-handed climax that he played on, for instance, the original that featured on the Night Train LP. The word groove is very significant in jazz. When a muso has the nickname groove, then you have to expect something special. Thank you. Castle Rock by Richard Groove Holmes from a prestige LP called That Healing Feeling, recorded August 68 with, inevitably, Rudy Van Gelder at the controls. That version of Castle Rock wasn't in quite the same league as Johnny Hodges' seminal version, but a very different style to that classic. Holmes on the Hammond, Rusty Bryant tenor, Billy Butler guitar, Herbie Lavelle drums. Now another vocal from an LP that I bought solely because of the Sidemen, as the singer Buddy Greco, whilst he's always been referred to as a jazz singer, to me is more towards the popular end of the spectrum. Great, great band though. Please listen to them as well as the vocalist.
Tell you about a gal I know. She's my baby and she lives next door. In the morning before the sun come up, she bring me coffee in my favorite cup. That's why I know, yes I know, hallelujah, I love her so. When I'm in trouble and I have no friends, I know she'll go with me until the end. Everybody asks me how I know. I smiled at them and said, she told me so. That's why I know, yes I know, hallelujah, I love her so. If I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I count from one to four, I hear her on my door. In the evening before the sun go down, when there ain't nobody else around, she kisses me and she hold me tight, and tells me, daddy, everything's alright. That's why I know, yes I know, hallelujah, I love her so. I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone. By the time I count from one to four, I hear her on my door. In the evening before the sun go down, when there ain't nobody else around, she kisses me and she hold me tight, and tells me, buddy, everything's alright. That's why I know, yes I know, hallelujah, I love her so. Don't you know, hallelujah, I love her so. Don't you know, hallelujah, I love her so. Go!
Ray Charles's Hallelujah, I Love Her So pops up on the show quite often. This is from Buddy Greco's Columbia LP, Let's Love, recorded in New York, September 61, with a truly stunning big band. Here are some of the names: Zoot Sims, Joe Newman, Irby Green, Bob Brookmeyer, Gene Quill, Ernie Royal, Snooky Young, Jimmy Cleveland. All I can say is, wow. Let's have a piano solo. This is a very well-known Jerome Kern, Oscar Hammerstein II song. But will you recognize it? I doubt it.
Thank you.
And that was All the Things You Are. No, I didn't recognise it either. That version was from an Arch Records LP by Art Land, entitled Piano Improvisation on Jazz Standards. Perhaps the magic word there is on rather than of. Recorded in Berkeley, California, Feb 77. Land subtitled this LP The Eccentricities of Earl Dant. Who's Earl Dant? He's an anagram of Art Land. Oddly, since the mid-90s, Land has played more as a drummer than a pianist. Here's a band leader we've never featured before.
Oh boy, listen to Rockin' in Rhythm.
And a famous band leader indeed, one we've referred to lots of times, but always in the sense of so-and-so used to be in his band. It's Charlie Barnett. He was perhaps more dance band than true improvising jazz, but his band saw many great jazz men pass through its ranks. Little jazz, as in Roy Eldridge, Benny Carter, Charlie Shavers. Barnett was one of the first white band leaders to offer jobs to black musos, and that alone makes him noteworthy. That was Ellington's Rocking in Rhythm, recorded, I think, March 45. We're going to close out with something from the brand new Joey Alexander album, recorded Jan 2016. Do you remember Joey? We featured him as an 11-year-old boy from Bali, Indonesia, when he made his first album. Well, he's now 13. Fantastic CD. He's at the Pizza Express in Soho in a few weeks' time, sold out in minutes, and before I got a chance to book. Joey on piano, Dan Chilminski bass, Ulysses Owens Jr. drums. I've chosen Billy Strayhorn's Chelsea Bridge. By the way, I went over the Albert Bridge a couple of days ago. Ornate, dramatic, attractive, and from there, you see the rather mundane Chelsea Bridge. I wonder if somebody told Billy the wrong name for the bridge he admired so much and wrote that song about. We sadly won't get all of this song in, but we'll enjoy what we can. ¶¶ huge thanks for listening from the very slow start to the dramatic end. And equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.